We are joined in the media center by number one qualifier Robert Height. Robert ran a 3.920 at 328.54 miles per hour. Your team is already off to a phenomenal start this year. This is your fifth number one of the year, and you'll be racing for your fourth win of the season. What's your confidence like for tomorrow?
Well, it's pretty impressive. Going in there, we knew that, you know, we were going to be in the bottom of the half of the field if we didn't improve. But, you know, Jimmy, instead of just, like, making a safe run, he put it down and ran what he knew he could run, which was a 392. So the confidence level when you're running that good, and just to be able to, you know, make a big move like that, you know, because when you push that hard, you risk smoking the tires. But they didn't. They made the run, and we're low ET by, you know, 200s, you know, and this wasn't even the session where we had the best conditions. That should have been last night, and we messed that up. So, no, it doesn't get any better than this right now. Don't want it to go away.
You mentioned that it was going to be great or it was not going to be great, and Jimmy's kind of a good guy that swings the fences. Does that make you feel good in the car, or are you kind of like, oh, it's either going to be great or it's going to be not great?
No, I feel that, you know, I don't want to ever change the way he races, mm-hmm. because if we change that, then, you know, you're not going to have the same results. He'll be second guessing himself, and you've just got to let him do what he does. And, you know, so far, how can you argue with what we're doing?
Absolutely. Jake?
Yeah, do you feel like Jim Prock has ever second guessed himself? He does not strike me as the kind of guy that has gone through those, like, mental tribulations before.
Well, we've had some times where we've struggled. In fact, you know, back in 13, John switched Jimmy Prock and and Mike Neff.
Sure.
And I went with Mike Neff, and John stayed with Jimmy. And yeah, Jimmy, we were struggling, but we were trying a lot of different crazy things at the time. And you can watch Jimmy in the staging lanes. Sometimes he'll just like act like he's going to go for the box and then stop himself, change his mind. He's just so wrapped up in it in his head. But when he's confident, he doesn't do stuff like that. And, you know, he figured it out in 13 and went on to win the championship with Jimmy. So it's he's the best guy out here.
What has allowed him to have the kind of success he's had in this era right now where a lot of people are really struggling? What with, you know, with the track prep changed, everything like that, when, you know, it's been a lot of variables that have been thrown at you guys?
Well, Jimmy's not afraid to change things and try things, okay? If something's not working, you know, the saying, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
Sure.
Jimmy's not like that. So he's willing to try things. But Jimmy Prock will be the first to tell you that he's worked under a lot of the greats over the years. You know, he's worked with Dick LaHaye. He's worked with Austin Coyle, Tim Richards. He's a student, okay? He really pays attention to a lot of these guys that got us where we are here today. And now they've kind of handed the ball to Jimmy, and Jimmy's taking it to the next level.
Austin Prock started racing this year, and clearly it has not affected your guys' performance at all. Was there ever a period of time where you were worried that that would be a distraction to him?
No, not at all. No, nothing. Like I've said before, Jimmy, you could light the trailer on fire and Jimmy would not notice it. Just a naked girl could run across the track and he is not going to notice it. He is so focused on that race car. That's the way it is.
You made the biggest jump by far of anyone in either one of the fuel classes, going from 10th up to first.
Did I actually think we were 13th.
I think it was 10th on the list.
We were 10th. We were 10th, but we had already gotten knocked down to 13th during that session.
Before that, yes. Okay, yeah. So even bigger jump than I thought. Regardless, does it make for a sleepless night last night? Were you concerned that you were going to start from the bottom half of the field?
No, not really, because I know we can win from any position. You never know about rain. Where was it? Houston, you know, we went into Saturday not qualified. And, you know, did we get number one there? I think we did.
Yeah.
So we weren't qualified. What I was worried about, and it was a sleepless night, is the weather, okay? Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can do about that. But we were on the outside looking in.
Right.
Honestly, if we would have stayed, you know, with the 481 we ran last night, we'd still be qualified. And
so you knew you'd be racing on Sunday.
Yeah, I feel that we can win from any position. But when you're not qualified, that's a different story.
Yeah.
And we lied.
John was number one.
He
was
Brittany.
Oh, okay.
But then you won with her.
Yeah.
You won with her.
Right, that's right. Okay.
So
it's all running together.
A little comedy.
Thank you.
Thanks,
all right,
Robert.
Thanks.